What's up, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. The EG3 Podcast, recording this short, abbreviated episode, Tuesday episode, on Monday, May 19th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this short, abbreviated episode. Running will be in its entirety on Thursday. Had to move some things around. And, of course, the weather had something to do with it. Just got done this pouring, dead straight rain and thundering lightning where I was at in North Kansas City. Just returned back to EG3 confines for a bit to record this Tuesday podcast. So it's going to be short than usual, but the running will be full go for Thursday because EFAST is going to be out in Manhattan, Kansas. Yep, the return back to Manhattan, Kansas to go back to where it all started. Half marathon wise, anyways, the Bill Snyder half marathon going down this weekend on Memorial Day weekend. So a lot more on that for Thursday. We're going to save all that for Thursday's podcast. So definitely I would go ahead and make sure you hit the subscribe button, like the alarm bell every time we upload content 2 times a week. Y'all be notified about it. Of course, straight into NASCAR real quick here because I have my coaches meeting here in a little bit, so that's why it's abbreviated. Of course, had everything set, and then of course, had to move things on the fly with the weather and everything else like that. Typical Midwest weather stuff, right? Tornado watches, and everything else like that. Darker than who knows what, going crazy over here, and so having to move, shifting some things around, and the original plan not so original anymore. But yes, but going to be on here for a few minutes until my coach calls me, and then I'm gonna wrap it up with like maybe 2-3 minutes before she calls, and then that's gonna be it. But NASCAR Tuesday, yep, what a race went down yesterday, the NASCAR All-Star event, North Wilkesboro. Oh my, it lived up to its billing yet again. This was way better than last year. Obviously, Joey Logano dominated, put everybody to sleep last year's race there, and it looked like it was going to be that again. But new wrinkles shifted some things around, and Christopher Bale, Oklahoma native, wins it there with 7 to 8 laps to go. Exciting race from start to finish there. Exciting battles all over the track there as well. Christopher Bell. That's all you need to run it all, really, because everything else doesn't matter. Well, actually, the first and second place does because they get money. Christopher Bell, $1 million. And I can go down this rabbit hole of how it all started, but I don't have that time because I had to shift everything around this afternoon when the weather came. I was like, I don't know. So I had to move everything around. But Christopher Bell, your $1 million winner this year, denying Joey Logano a back-to-back NASCAR All-Star wins there for him. And apparently, from what I've listened to already today, Joey Logano was upset. Upset at what? He didn't do anything. But Christopher Bell, that was an intense battle, really, all night long. I mean, these guys, particularly those two, going at it after each other all night long, and Christopher Bell had a last laugh there. And yeah, Christopher Bell had a great race car. Joey Logano ended up staying out, which was the wrong call. In this case, even he said it there as well. Leaving him out there, he and Ryan Blaney, the last pit stop, which was the quote-unquote all-star fan caution that jumbled back everybody else up, back tight, and then all of a sudden, here we go. With it, Ryan Blaney lost a couple of spots. Joey Logano blocking, doing everything, and I mean everything that he possibly can, right, to win the race, and like he usually does, because that's what he does, right? And Christopher Bell with a great race. I don't think Christopher Bell left the top three all night. He was just strong, so strong, and got the best of him right there. And new tires prevailed, old tires, two tires staying out, did not. So that was definitely the wrong call. So everybody but Logano and Ryan Blaney stayed out on old tires. And Christopher Bell, in a pretty much 98% of the field, came in for final service, tires and whatnot. And then it was all she wrote. Christopher Bell battled. I'm like, Is he going to put a bumper to him, or he's going to let him push around? That's the thing is like, all right, Lugano's going to do it. He's going to hold him, do the impossible, like we have seen him time in and time again, whether it's an all-star race or a regular race, like I saw at Kansas Speedway a few years ago, holding off Kevin Harvick for, like, what, the last 40 laps? I remember we remember talking about that on the podcast, and like, how in the world did Logano hold off Kevin Harvick, who was had the fastest car, or one of the strongest cars, and this was a couple of years ago, at one of the races, it was the fall playoff race at Kansas. I was sure of it, because I was there, front and center, was right there, Joey Logano, for the last, 30 laps, it seemed like, held off Kevin Harvick, and Joey Logano ended up winning that race. So, typically, yeah, and I don't understand it. I mean, why are you complaining? I mean, hey, it's no holds bar in this, with this type of race. All-star race, the winner, obviously, I just told you, wins $1 million. Second place wins, I think, $500. And the third on don't win anything. So I know, I think Ross Chastain finished third there. He was in the mix because if those guys would have took each other out, Ryan, it was Ross Chastain, Blaney, William Byron, they're gonna be right there in it. So what a race, hands down. And the crowd last night, sold out crowd. You're not gonna see this, and it's too bad that I don't have the full 20-25 minutes, because I can go rant on about Bristol. You know, the one year they had the All-Star Race, Bristol, it wasn't crowded, and it shouldn't be there, because it used to be a sold out crowd. You can't sell out. You can't with the heyday of NASCAR. Right, you saw Bristol Motor Speedway pop off, crowded, over 100,000 fans. That place is packed to the rim, and that's what they call it, the Coliseum. Nowadays, the spring race, it was the majority of the bleachers were empty. You see it on TV all the time. You don't need to be there. It doesn't need to be at Charlotte, even though it's the quote unquote the central hub of all of motorsports, because pretty much 95% of the teams come from Charlotte, North Carolina. So you don't even see that. Not anymore. But North Wilkesboro, it's just stay there. And I would be remiss even, like, keep the All-Star race there and add a points race there. I'll take it even a step further, because you're drawing crowds. Like, you can see there's a big difference. There's a huge difference between Bristol, Charlotte, and North Wilkesboro. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Go ahead and keep the All-Star race right there where it is at, and add a points race to it. Charlotte did it, right? You had the All-Star race, and you had the famous World 600, which is now the Coca-Cola 600, obviously. But, yeah, so you don't need to move nowhere else. You got it where it's at, and the racing, compared to what it was last year, right, way better. Way better than it was. You had battles all over the place, including the Open, which, that, again, I wish I had the full allotment of minutes, because I'm about to hop on in with my coach here in a few here on this podcast, the ETD podcast here. All-Star Breakdown, Christopher Bell wins it, taking over, denying Joey Logano back-to-back All-Star wins, and on top of that, Ryan Preece not seeing in the Open cost himself an opportunity to advance himself into the big show, but ran over the commitment cone or commitment line there. He had a clear chance to do that. Couldn't do it. Couldn't obey the rules of NASCAR, which is obviously in the rule book. That's a whole nother discussion there as well. So, but yeah, Christopher Bell, oh heck yeah, he's been the last few years a championship contender. There's no question about that. And he solidified himself. He's already won, what, 3 times this year, right? So there you go. And I believe Fox put this stat out there. The last, handful of winners that won an All-Star race, including Joey Logano last year, have gone on to win the NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Will Christopher Bell do that? because Christian Bale ended up missing. He missed the Final Four last year. And now, will he get payback? Seems to be in the right direction right now, for sure. So, what a race last night there in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. It went down for sure. Just exciting action from the Open, which was before the All-Star race, the main event, and it did not disappoint. I thought last year was a little boring because Joe Logano dominated from start to finish. This year, it painted a whole different picture, boy. And I tell you what, not North Wilkesboro, they deserve a point series race. And just go ahead and keep the All-Star race where it's at. But go ahead and add that North Wilkesboro points race to that. And you just have to take away a race somewhere. That's a whole other podcast I could talk about, right, for another time. And again, ladies and gentlemen, folks, planning on a full episode Thursday. Oh, yeah, this has been a big, this was already a big week as it is. Coming on here and talking about a great All-Star race last night, driving, not running. And now Thursday's show, all about Bill Snyder, the return of the half marathon for yours truly, where all the half marathon races started at. Right there, Manhattan, Kansas. I cannot wait to get back over there and reestablish some things a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So looking forward to that as well. NASCAR Tuesday. Y'all know what it is. The EG3 Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, free and available 2 times a week. Wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify. You can find us on Amazon as well. If you're a NASCAR fan or a sports fan, yeah, I don't have time to get into the NBA Western Conference, or for that matter, both the conference finals are set for that as well. The Pacers, Knicks, renew their rivalry. Ooh, I'm excited for that. Old school, 90s style, baby. Woo! And of course, new school on the Western Conference side, you have the Timberwolves right back to the conference finals for the second year in a row, and you have the return of the Oklahoma City Thunder back in it again. So, new blood. There's going to be a new champion in the NBA in 2025. Cannot wait to see how it all shakes out, especially with that Knicks-Pacers series. Ooh, boy. Let's go, man. Let's go. Can't wait. Can't wait for that. I cannot wait to get back on with you guys on Thursday. We'll talk about how it all started, and get you set up for the Bill Snyder half. Yep, going to jump in this one before the KC Metro Mile going down June 12th. Man, exciting stuff. And, of course, I got another half right after that one. So, this June, including this week, shaping up to be, hopefully, be an epic. It's going to be something, I tell you that. But right now, we have crossed the finish line on another episode here on the EGD Podcast here on this Monday, Tuesday's edition. On Monday here, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, where it's dried out very quickly. Man, oh man, Midwest weather. You don't know what you're going to get. This has been another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all later on this week.